Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
So let me introduce you to the audience. You are a keynote speaker, you're an author, an investor, a board member of multiple companies. You founded the Sherry Michelle VA Staffing Services to help business owners boost company revenue and team productivity by optimizing delegation and inexpensive solutions to their staffing needs. So you have only the best, most excellent, high caliber virtual assistants helping businesses reach uttermost productivity in their business and day-to-day life. And while you do enjoy mentoring others on the exact measures to lead and expand their company, your passion is to help the community with the hopes of supporting families to build wealth. So welcome to the show.
I'm so glad to be here.
So what did you think of my VA?
I think everything has gone swimmingly, honestly. The best CEOs, no one is just, it just flows.
Right. So, you know, I was thinking about, so do you have the staffing agency now with VAs and you train them in your school? Is that what you're doing?
So we go out and we actually find the people that each company needs and we help support them. We do continuing education. And we also support the CEO that hires them to kind of bridge the gap as they're learning each other and that virtual assistant is learning how to help that company grow.
So is it a company or is it an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, entrepreneurs build companies. Yeah. Every small business is a company.
Yeah.
So we help. Mm-hmm. I think of any small business owner as a CEO. So if you are running a company, you're a CEO to me.
The reason why I ask is because I know a lot of people that that are all entrepreneurs, that all have businesses, and a lot of them are always, you know, looking for VAs and looking for those high caliber people that you were talking about. So that's why I ask. I wasn't necessarily thinking of them, but I get what you're saying because my business is an empire as well. When I look at my business and I see my business, what I've been doing over the last decade and how I run my business and the things that I do, the team that I have around, you know, that's why I was asking, is it for, corporate people, corporate businesses? But what you're saying is you do both, is what I heard you say. Is that right?
Absolutely. We help 9-to-5ers. I have some executives on as clients where they are running, you know, other people's companies. They're still in corporate America, but they need somebody to help them run their schedule. And they need someone to make sure that their I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and all of that stuff. We have people who are working in their creative types. They just want trade shows. So we have virtual assistants that will, you know, scout the internet for, you know, people who are looking for vendors. We have Shopify. We have credit repair. So we help 9-to-5ers who are just starting out and need to get their SOPs in order. We have those VAs. We help everyone that is looking to run a successful company.
What's your website? I want to be able to let the audience know where they can find your information. I certainly want to look at it. I certainly want to take a look at it because I know that there's definitely room in my group for more team members, more support. So
yes, it is super easy. It is www.helpmefindava.com.
Oh my God, that is super easy.
I was so surprised it was actually available.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Yeah. Well, you have a wonderful energy. You've done a lot of things. You're a mom, you're a mentor, you help a lot of people. When you look at your legacy, mm-hmm. and you look at your legacy and you think about what, you know, like, have you thought about at the end of life, right? Where it's not necessarily about how much money we made, but it's about our legacy, the people that we touched, or the real deep soul growth that we wanted to achieve. So what will your legacy be? What is your legacy now that you feel excited about, that you're building even further now?
So I am a goofy, funny, just whimsical type person. I'm definitely about my business, but honestly, I feel that my legacy is going to be that I am helping families build their own legacies, and I'm doing it with a bit of laughter. So if I was to go today, my friends and family was like, she will all always have a smile, always be upbeat, and they'll have a memory of us laughing together. And in 50 years, because I know I'll be able to, I just feel I'll be here long enough to see 50 years of growth, I'll be able to help over 1,000 families build legacies of their own through even a little nugget that they may have learned from me, even in us just passing.
Yeah, I can feel that from you. And I'm really excited that you're doing that, because you're helping families, you're helping entrepreneurs, you're helping companies, you're helping people achieve and realize their legacies and what's important to them. And you're doing it with fun and laughter. My God, I mean, nowadays, you know, we need to have the fun and the laughter, don't we?
Absolutely. A lot of people think that the entrepreneur journey is all about the money, and the money is a byproduct. And I know that sounds so cliche to say, but we learn so much in this journey. And you can definitely, I'm sure you can agree with me on this, but it's like, it's the person you are that is the betterment as you go along in business. And the money is just going to show up, because that's just what happens when you do the thing that you love. So, the people that I love helping the most are the moms or the dads, to where they can build so they can stop having to tell their children no. Or if they tell them no, it's not because we don't have it.
That's true. And, you know, that's such an important belief system that a lot of us grew up in, when the parents said, or the parent said, that we can't afford it, we don't have it. And then instilling that belief system later on in life, then you look at, do I necessarily believe that's true? And do I want to live with a belief system that is like that, we can't afford it? I say to clients and people all the time that it's just better to say no to the kids than it is to say we can't afford it, because that we can't afford puts a program within in them that they're going to be looking at as they grow up. And so really to be able to make that distinction. And I also see what you say of not having to say no for, you know, your people not having to say no to their kids because there's a lack of money, right? But because they have the money. They have the money. Would you believe the other day, this has never happened to me before. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen, but the other day I had a call with someone that asked me for $100,000 to work with them. Like, they said, I have a program. It's $100,000. It's perfect for you, right? And I'm going, Oh my God, I don't think I've ever had anybody say to me, ask me for $100,000. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful if I actually had the money to say, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that, right? And so, but think about this. Think how many people would actually say, oh, that was wonderful, or rather say, oh, that's so terrible. How dare you? Or whatever, right? Because that makes a difference. What do you think about that?
I think what was in that program that was worth millions of dollars that they were even thinking that $100,000 was a value price.
Yeah. 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 No kidding. Yeah. I just think it's funny how, you know, like I said, nobody ever asked me for that kind of money to work together with me and ask me for that. So I just thought that that was just amazing. So I just want to say, Sherry, I love what you're up to. I love the things you're doing. Definitely want to have a conversation with you outside where we can talk again, because I want to put you into my Rolodex. And, do people still have those? They do.
Even if it's mental.
Yeah. I want to put you in there, and definitely I want to stay in contact, because like I said, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and small business consultants, and feature the world's best leading influencers in the KS Media app. And a lot of them, they need support. They really need support. So Sherry, thank you for helping so many people build and leave their legacy so that they can make their life better. Yeah?
Yes, and sleep.
And sleep.
My client sleep.
Oh, good. Yeah, sleep is so necessary.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you have a beautiful smile. You have a beautiful laughter. Thanks for coming on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. My next guest is Wesley Reese. She's a sales and money mindset coach for established faith-based and mission-driven female entrepreneurs who desire more successes and happiness, but are afraid they can't get it without sacrificing their families in the process. On a personal note, she's a wife, a mom of two busy teenagers. Well, whenever you have teenagers, I bet you're going to be busy no matter what. So welcome to the show today.
Great. Thank you for having me, Cornelia. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to be here. So faith-based money mindset coach. Right away, when we're talking faith-based, I'm thinking, is it religion?
It is not religion.
Okay.
It is about having a deeper relationship with God, mm-hmm. and being able to really get to the truth of who you were created to be so that you can show up in this world confidently with those gifts and talents, because I believe that we were all created with these gifts and talents. And if we don't use them, we're not showing up in a way that's helping and giving to our best ability. Because I really believe that we're all here to support each other. And when we use those gifts and talents, we're better together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely using our gifts and talents. So basically, faith-based means whoever the God of your understanding is, that is what you help people do to then change their money mindset and, you know, create prosperity in their lives.
Because, absolutely.
Right? Go ahead. You were
going to say. You know, I started my first business 18 years ago. And it was before I had kids. It was escape out of corporate world because I wanted that freedom to be able to determine my level of income and also have the flexibility of where I spent my time. And I also knew that I wanted to start having a family. And through that process, I started my first business. And it was before I had kids, and I was of that, you know, I was in my late 20s. And so it was that mentality of, if you work hard, you'll be successful. If you work hard, you will earn the money that you desire. It got to this point where when I started having a family, it was really hard to shift that habit and that mentality of working hard to achieve. And after so many years, after my second was born, I really had to find a different way. And it was because I was still not only working really hard to grow my business, which ultimately was for my family, to benefit my family, but what was happening is it was taking away from my family. I was not being the wife I wanted to be. I was not being the mom I wanted to be. And something had to give. And because I was doing all, wearing these many hats of responsibility and just adding to the plate without anything being taken away. And I just remember this moment. I was standing in the kitchen and it was like the world was spinning around me. I felt empty. I felt exhausted. And I really felt that, you know, I had nothing left to give.
Wow.
And that was not the life that I wanted to create for my kids. Because all they were seeing is this busy mom and, you know, I wanted to be present with them. And that was really that moment where I had to throw up my hands and say, there's got to be a better way.
You know, when you say busy mom, we have to come up with another word for that because, you know, because your kids were probably not thinking, oh, you know, it's like, what kind of an example are you setting for your kids? And what are your values and what's important for you, right? And that's why you had nothing left to give, because women are natural givers. They just give and give and give and give until they're all given out and there's nothing left to give. And then what about you?
Exactly. And so what happened was I started to wake up. I started to wake up. And that's when I didn't know where to turn except to begin to turn to my relationship with God. Because I was like, this is beyond me. I have no strength. And so that it was that turning point that started to shift everything for me. Mm. And, you know, through the years, I grew a consistent six-figure business while raising babies.
Wow.
And through the process, you know, we have these lessons and we have these challenges that present themselves. And if we don't learn the lesson from the challenge, that it's going to show up again until we learn whatever that is that that experience or that relationship is trying to teach us. And through the process, I learned that I got more in tune with who I was. And meaning that before, it was this story in my head of, well, who am I to do that? Or who am I, you know, just that self-critic to just to place that doubt and keep me from having the courage to show up and share a message and to show up in a bigger way. And through that growth, I began to really not just get in tune with who I was and be able to have this newfound freedom just from within, but to be able to help others to do the same thing. And, you know, I am a natural overgiver. However, you know, when I started my coaching business, that was a challenge. And that's where the money mindset piece comes in, because I feel like when you start to understand your money story and the begin to release any guilt and shame from an old story that it is, you know, keeping you from the growth in your business, whether it's feeling icky and awkward in sales conversations or that weirdness when you ask for the sale, ask for the money, being able to get that, because I feel like the impact that female entrepreneurs want to make, the key to be able to make that difference, you've got to be good at sales and you've got to be good about talking about money confidently. And when you begin to let go of an old story that's maybe holding you back and throwing blocks in your way, you're able to then understand and work with your strengths and be able to move past the ways that it was holding you back.
Yes, that's so perfect. How can people find you on your social media? Where can people look for you? Because I think this is, you're such an important role model and such an important example of how you can shift your money mindset and move into a six-figure business if that's what you want. There's nothing greater than working with a coach that offers that, that's been through it, that does it, that lives it. What's your social media handles?
You can find me on Facebook and Facebook and Instagram at I Am Wesley Reese, and on LinkedIn at Wesley Reese, as well as my website. It's wesleyreese.co. And on my website, there's also a freebie self-assessment to start to crack the code on your money story so that you can begin to understand and work with it instead of it working against you.
You know, Wesley, I loved having you on the show. I really enjoyed, you know, hearing how you broke all of that down today, and you're excellent at it. And so definitely grateful for coming on to the show today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
Yes. And stay tuned now, everyone, for the Shift Podcast with Trish and Diane. We'll see you again at 1 o'clock here today on Stories of Hope. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.